about time?
Yeah, we
could all. So it seemed like not just your heat, but the heat before that, very tactical swimming. I mean, when obviously with Paltrinieri and Sun in your heat, I mean, how were you approaching it?
You know, like we saw in the 800 and the 400, we're only having two heats is like really increasing the competitiveness of the prelims, I think. Because if the next heat, you know, the first heat doesn't want to mess around too much, because then if the second heat is the, you know, the quicker heat, or if they get more anxious than the first heat was, then the whole group could be a little bit faster, and someone might, like, look, it's a pretty tight, you know, it's pretty tight who made it and who didn't. So, yeah, the competitiveness of the prelims has definitely been increased because of this, which is exciting. And super easy to get anxious in a long race like that. Like, if you're not in the front at the 500, it's easy to feel like, wow, this could go anywhere from here now. But if you just kind of sit back and are patient a little bit, you know, kind of, I don't know what, lengthen out, or I don't know how to describe it, but, you know, the heat kind of spreads out.
Sure.
But, yeah, so, I mean, obviously don't want to mess around too much. I felt really confident being in the heat with Paltrinieri and Sun Yang. Two guys have a great meet so far, and I knew they weren't going to mess up, so it was good to have them there as markers. Obviously, I think Sun Yang took a little bath there at the end, so, you know, he's going to be ready to go tomorrow night, obviously. I'm really happy to see Michael McBrew made it into the final, and he had a great swim. So, yeah, we got two more Americans in the final, and looking forward to just, you know, the road to recovery until then.
What is, obviously the two of you are the only Americans swimming the distance events for the men. So, you know, talk about the dynamic that's been going on between the two of you, not just here, but at the training camp.
We love this guy back here. I mean, we've been competitive for a long time now, and we're actually really good friends too. And it's a friendship that's developed from the competitive relationship that we had. And so, I think, like, most importantly here, we're teammates. You know, for Team USA, and we actually had a couple sets at training camp where we specifically started like 15 minutes apart or something, so that we wouldn't race each other. I think one, so that, you know, you don't feel bad if what the other person has a better set, but also so that you don't race each other into the point of exhaustion when we're actually trying to taper.
Yeah.
You know, so we did that a couple of times, and we're still competitive. So if someone had the better set, you're still a little pissed, but you realize that totally different training backgrounds, totally different tapers that we're on, and just a few overlapping sets. So it's been good to be on, you know, kind of the road here together, and looking forward to kind of our journey going into the next year as well.